ZH Radio, only good vibes.
Good morning, everyone. Glad you're here listening to BZH Radio. Today is Wednesday, the 4th of May, and it's 7 o'clock. Welcome to Only Good Vibes, the morning broadcast, the live show that makes you wake up on the right foot. I'm Jeffrey, and I'm currently with Magnificent Thibaut, who looks good this morning.
Oh, thank you, guy.
In fact, you look like somebody who's been partying all night long.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a hard worker.
I said that because you're being stylish today. Also with us today in the studio, Robin. Good morning, man.
Hi, man.
La Creme de la Creme is here, so we can actually start with today's news. First up, in Brazil, with political events are currently unfolding. Can you tell us more about it, Robin?
Of course I can. Hello everyone, good morning Thibaut and Jeffrey. It's time for the news which concerns Brazil. The lawmakers recently voted at a large majority to impeach Brazil's first female president, Dilma Rousseff. For several months now, the country is divided by the mass pro and anti-government protests. Dilma Rousseff is accused of corruption. Indeed, it seems she hided some public accounts in order to make her re-election easier. It's not the first time an impeachment process has made it this far in Brazil. In 1992, proceedings were brought against Fernando Collor de Mello, who eventually resigned under pressure. So, what happens next? The impeachment motion will go to the country's Senate. If a majority approves, Rousseff, who claims it is a coup d'etat, will have 1,800 days to defend herself in an impeachment trial. She could actually be suspended as early as May.
Thank you for those information, which, by the way, are gradually more interesting each morning. If you want to listen again to Robin's News Chronic, we've just posted it on our Facebook page, BZH Radio. Okay, from then on, 7 past 8, it's high time for you, Thibaut, to share what the stars have told you for this beautiful day ahead. Astrology section, talk to us.
Yeah, now it's time to look at the stars with our funny horoscope. Aries, the noble, the gallant, the warriors, the first sign of the zodiac, the race horse that unseat the to charge from the gate. And charge it they must. When you hear the bugle sound, jump out of the way and look around. You will be sure to see an Aries at full speed. However, respectfully hide your eyes when they turn around and find they're the only one running the race. Taurus, tenaciously following the unwavering path of materialism, they achieve a catatonic state of euphoria when smothering themselves with an overaccumulation of glorious riches. Possession happily anchors them to earth, in which they strongly resonate. Oh, but what time is it?
It's music game time! Okay guys, it's going to be pretty simple. You'll listen to two little extracts and you'll have to guess whose song it is. Easy, isn't it?
Oh yes, it seems pretty easy. Yes.
Well, and you listeners which are with us in life, you can also play with us on Twitter with the hashtag OGV. Our team will select the best, fastest answers and will send you the new iPhone SE. Wow.
Wow.
And today we'll also play with Natasha, who's had the phone. Hi, Natasha. How are you doing?
Hello, everyone. I'm great.
So, you're calling from Enbon. Where the hell is that lost place? Does anybody know this place? Tell us on the social networks with the hashtag Enbon. Sure, it's going to be the first time they will appear on the internet. LOL. Good. So, Natasha, who from Thibaut and Robin will be the best at the music game?
Thibaut will win. He's so sexy.
Oh, good choice.
So we'll see. Right, so you bet on Thibaut. Let's play today's theme, music in the movies. Are you ready, guys?
Of course.
All right, first extract.
I know that one.
So simple. It's the main theme of Star Wars by John Williams.
Okay, Thibaut, good answer. Sorry, Robin. Are you ready? Second extract.
I don't know that one. Okay. is it like Jurassic Park or something?
No, I'm sorry. Thibaut.
No, it's another theme written by John Williams, and this is the main theme of Harry Potter.
Yeah, Thibaut. So you won, and Natasha, you too, you won. Congratulations.
So cool.
So, goodbye, Natasha. Okay, guys, I didn't know you two cannot be caught out on music movies. Well done, guys. Speaking of music, we'll now listen to The Kills' new sound released recently, Heart of a Dog. Stay tuned on BZH Radio.
Probably at work and already wondering what you will be eating tonight. We have the answer. Today, we are going to give you an ID straight out of the best food blogs. Here is the receipt for a delicious quinoa with leeks fondue. What do you say about this, Thibaut and Jeffrey? Sounds good, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, yummy.
Tasty.
You guessed it. We don't mess around with leeks in this show. They are extremely rich in mineral salts and are very protective against different sorts of cancer. Let's go. It's very simple. It will take you only 20 minutes to cook. Wash the leeks, cut off the leaves and the roots and shred them. Now cook over low heat the leeks 3 minutes in a pan with oil. Then you can add whatever you want, mushrooms, garlic, onions, this is totally up to you. At the meantime, assuming you're eating regular quinoa, cook it 10 minutes in boiled water, then add it into the pan. Mix everything together, wait a little bit, and add the fresh cream. Now it's ready. Serve it hot and enjoy your meal. Stay tuned now, because what's coming next is also amazing. Summer festivals.
Yeah, summer festivals. You live in Europe and don't know what to do of your summer holidays. You like to party and love music. Think music festivals. The best time to enjoy a music festival is definitely the summer, and Europe offers each year thousands of summer music festivals. We have selected for you the top three summer music festivals in Europe. The first, Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland is a large electronic music festival held in Belgium. It used to be organized as a joint venture by the original founders, the Brother Bears. The festival takes place in the town of Boom, Belgium, and has been organized since 2005. It has since become one of the most notable global music festivals. The second, SIGET. SIGET Festival is one of the biggest multicultural events of Europe, starting at 1993 and already celebrating its 22nd edition. The festival attracts almost 400,000 fans from over 70 countries to a beautiful island in the heart of Budapest. And the third, EXIT. EXIT is an award-winning summer festival. It is held annually at the Petrovaradin Forest in the city of Novi Sad in Serbia, which is considered by many as one of the best festival venues in the world.
Right, it's already time for us to leave you now. But stay tuned tomorrow, same hour, same place, for a new session of Only Good Vibes on BZH Radio. Goodbye, Robin. Goodbye, Thibaut.
See you soon, guys.
Yeah.